we are unveiling a new style of swim lesson coming up this week. All of our swim lessons start in a new session next week, and we've revamped the way we're doing our swim lessons, and I think we're going to make it really active and really fun for the kids.
So what are you doing? Tell us about it.
Well, a typical swim lesson was each child takes a turn with an instructor, and now we're going to put two instructors with each group of kids, and one will do like a one-on-one lesson with the kids while the other does active activities with the kids. Keeps them moving, keeps them active in the water, doesn't let them have a little downtime while the other instructor is doing a little one-on-one session.
Okay, I see. So kind of keep them moving and keep them active through the whole thing.
Yeah, that's the goal. Sometimes kids get cold, but we want them not waiting their turn. We want them the entire time they're in the water moving.
Matt, that also gives them an opportunity to practice what they might have just learned.
Absolutely. That's the plan with it.
So where'd this idea come from to make these changes?
Well, it comes from some parent feedback that we've had. It also comes from just our instructors observing kids sitting on the side, and they're a little, you know, they're getting a little cold, or maybe they're losing interest. So we want to keep them constantly moving and constantly active. And it's part of the whole keep kids physically active and help their lifestyle.
So is this across the board now, the approach with swimming lessons, or is this just specific classes? What's going to be the policy?
It's going to be across the board with swimming lessons for the YMCA. It's something that YUSA is going to develop over the next year or two, but we just wanted to get ahead of the game, and we've got some instructors with great experience, so they said let's get this going right now.
Matt, what's the youngest that you would accept somebody for swimming lessons?
Oh, we have from 6 months old.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Up to senior citizens. We have the whole gamut.
So. 6 months old. 6 months, 6 months old. I mean, I suppose you really can see some of them that really actually enjoy the water and take to it, probably, eh?
Yeah, the six-month-old ones, they're with their parents. Yep. We call it parent-taught swimming, and I think the parents actually have more fun than the kids in that.
It's got to be fun, though, to see your six-month-old actually, like Walt says, take to the water and feel comfortable in the water.
Well, and the great thing is being in the water helps develop motor skills, and so you're just getting a lot of sensory things for your toddler at that age. So
if people want to get involved, I mean, what is the schedule now with lessons? I know we're shifting into the fall season at the Y. Sign-up periods and things like that, in a nutshell, what should they check for?
Well, you can enroll right now, and we have lessons every day but Friday next week. So we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday lessons, and at different times during the day. So we're trying to reach everybody's lifestyle, everybody's schedule.
It sounds like actually a really good idea to get to increase the activity level, because keeps the heart rates up and everything like that, but also kind of keeps the interest level up, because I'm sure when you're dealing with young people, in particular kids, they probably get a little bored if they're not doing anything.
Well,
or they're up to splashing each other and doing things they shouldn't be doing.
And that's some of the things that we've observed, and that's why we really want to change it. And you know, kids come home from school, or they're coming out in the evening, and they're ready to go again.
It is a Y Wednesday this morning. We're getting an update from the YMCA of Marquette County. Matt Williams is with us. He's the aquatic director. We're talking about some of the swimming programs and pool-related activities at the Y. And what are some of the other things that you're letting folks know about, especially as we're going into the fall season here now, options that they have to check out?
Well, we're trying some new things this fall that's called stand-up paddleboard fitness and stand-up paddleboard yoga. And so we've got some stand-up paddleboards, and we're going to find out if people can actually balance on them and exercise at the same time.
Well, actually, that is something that I remember hearing about from somebody here at the Y a few months back about this idea. But, you know, paddleboarding is becoming very popular here in just people getting out on the lake and doing it. So it seems like a logical extension of that.
Well, it is. And it's a great core exercise, too, because you're working on your balance while you're trying to, you know, exercise your muscles. And we've got a great partnership now. We're going to be doing this outside until the weather turns, and then we're going to move into the Marquette High School pool and do some of the classes.
Okay. So not everything you're doing is at the pool at the Y. There are some other things that you can take part in that are outside of that.
Yeah, all of our paddling programs will stay outside as long as we can, as long as the weather holds out for us.
Yeah.
So,
well, of course, then with a few other things, I mean, you're talking about, you know, paddleboard yoga. Yeah, that probably be a pretty good core exercise, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's been really good watching some of our instructors train. And
have you tried it?
I have not tried.
Not tried it, but you've watched the other ones and give it a go.
It sounds intriguing to me. It really does. It'd be interesting to try it myself sometime.
I'd like to see you do it.
You think we can talk Matt into letting you and I both come and try it sometime?
Oh, yeah, but we got to have a video camera when we're doing it.
That's okay, because you can't do video on radio.
Yeah, there you go. But there's websites, and there's YouTube.
There's YouTube,
and,
yeah.
You know, there are viral
that
videos
true.
That happen occasionally.
That.
So, but for those people, Matt, that are interested in checking it out, what are good ways to find out information about the programs?
Well, you can go to our website. It's ymcamqt.org. And you can check out just at our front desk. We've got pamphlets on all of it. Or you can just give us a call. Give me a call at the YMCA, Matt Williams, and I'll talk you through it.
And the phone number there is?
227-9622.